Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, you're very welcome back. You might remember yesterday, if you were listening to us, we were chatting to Bill O'Shea down in Cork City. He was telling us about his life as an Echo Boy, selling the vital local newspaper there on the streets of Cork, and the Echo Boys on every corner all around the place, down Roach's Stores, whole lanes that were known as the Echo Lane, because that's where the papers come out of. And he was off with his 10 dozen newspapers every day after school from 8 years of age and up. And he's in a play called The Echo Boys, which opens in Cork Arts Theatre this evening. Now, Marie got in touch with us because we were wondering about, were there Echo Girls among the Echo Boys? Marie, you were one of the Echo Girls. Good morning.
Good morning, Oliver. Yes. Yeah, I am. Now, I did not sell the Echo, like build it. I delivered the Echoes to the terrace where I lived, Father Rogers Park, Garvey's yeah. Bridge. So there were 16 houses there. And I also delivered to the Mallow Road. So altogether, about 20 echoes. I would collect the echoes at 5 o'clock in the evening from what we call the Echo Man. I think his name was Mr. O'Sullivan. And he
well,
would
it's Cork
arrive.
City. Every second person is an O'Sullivan or a McCarthy.
Yeah, okay. That's right. He would arrive at the Sunbeam Gates. The Sunbeam, big employer at the time, yeah, the factory. So he would arrive on his bicycle and he'd be laden down with echoes front and back, and he would sell from there. But I would collect the echoes from him. So, and then just deliver individually, fold the echo up, stick it in the letterbox in each of the houses. Yeah, and I did that for about 2 years.
And what were you doing? You were saving up for something, were you? Because what age are we talking, by the way, that you were?
About 11 and 12.
You're 11 and 12, okay. It's after school, it's evening time. So you don't get to do the shout, because the shouters were selling it on the street.
That's
you were
right.
doing the deliveries. Would you like to have done the shout all these years later?
It never occurred to me, to be honest with you.
There were just no Echo Girls doing the shout.
I think I was too quiet. I never came across an Echo Girl on the street, and I don't know, maybe there was. It would be interesting to find that out.
Were there more of you delivering? Were there more girls doing the deliveries? Do you know?
No.
Really? You might have been the only Echo Girl.
Maybe. I was the only one. And like there would have been somebody previous to me, like a boy. I don't ever remember any girl doing it.
Right.
It happened. I think I was playing out on the terrace, you know, as we did. The Echo Man approached me, and he had his bundle of echoes under his arm, and he asked me, would I deliver them to the houses? Mm-hmm. So, and of course, he put a number of pennies into my hand, and I said, uh-huh. Yeah, great. The money definitely, you know, it was a great treat.
Were
in
you
those
saving
days.
Up for something specific?
Well, as it turned out, at the same time, I wanted to go to ballet classes. A friend of mine in the school was going to ballet class at Aruba Coughlin School of Dancing, which was a little side street off Patrick Street. And I wanted to go, just this, you know, young girl, an image of being a ballerina one day. So, I saved up the money. When I'd come home in the evening, I'd put the coppers into a savings box that I had on the mantelpiece. Now, very often I went and bought a bag of Perry or a packet of silver mints, but
Perry's crisps.
Mostly Perry crisps. They were just so good. So the money went in there and it went towards fees. So I did that for 2 years.
You did the dancing for 2 years?
I did, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I broke a bone in my ankle and was sort of laid up for about 2 months. And that sort of put an end to,
your ballet career came to an end. Did you break the bone ballet dancing?
No. No. We lived sort of on the edge of the city, you know, close to Blackpool, but we had like the country on the other side of us, which was like amazing. Like we had a fantastic childhood. So we used to head off out to this place called Murphy's Rock. Most people in the north side would know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. where there was a stream, and we used to build up a dam so that we could swim. You know, I think most of us learned to swim out there. But anyway, it was a, you know, a country area, so there was a hole, and my leg went down a hole, and that's how I broke my ankle. So I did not go back to ballet that time.
You were gallivanting with the rest of the Norries up around Murphy's Rock at the end of the ballet dancing. If the Perry's Chris hadn't done it anyway, I'm sure the ballet trainers wouldn't have been too impressed by that. But you were the OG Echo Girl, Mary. So thanks a million for getting in touch with us.
Oh, thank you too. Thank you for...
Lovely memories of Cork City and everything around there, wasn't there? I mean, you mentioned it was a lovely childhood, but the children had to work. It's extraordinary.
I mean, I think we all sort of took what we got and made the best of it, you know. And we did have a great... I was only talking to our neighbours yesterday in Father Ellis Park, and we really had a great childhood there. Just charmed, you know, because we had so much space to go and, you know, explore and have fun, you know. It was wonderful, really.
It was nice times, nice memories. The Echo Boys, it's in the Cork Arts Theatre this evening. Thanks so much for getting in touch with us, Marie.
And thank you too. I'm going to see it on Saturday, actually.
How are you? Lovely.
To go and see it on Saturday,
Get in touch with the show. Let us know how it went on. And I hope you have lovely memories of Perry's Crisps and the Sunbeam Factory. And the shouting echo girl that could have been. Imagine the different career you might have had if you were yelling out. Good morning to you, Marie.
From the North Tech Studio, followed by your message to 80889.